I'm doing great. How are you?
Staying warm. You?
Oh, yeah. Staying nice and warm, thankfully.
We're getting set for the coldest night of the year walk. Now, this is a Cross Canada walk, is it not?
Yeah. So we are one of over 200 organizations that participate across North America.
For those who don't know what the coldest night of the year walk is all about, maybe you can give us a little backstory.
Yeah, so Coldest Night's a family-friendly 2 or 5 kilometer walkathon through Edmonton's downtown core, and it gives a small glimpse into what experiencing houselessness in the winter months can be like. So you can get out here with your family, your friends, your coworkers, and spread awareness and show support and solidarity for Edmonton's vulnerable population while fundraising for Bissell Centre's community space.
My wife and I had a chance to take part last year, and my gosh, first off, the community feel that you get when you walk into the Bissell. There were so many people there, and there was kind of a big, like a pep rally almost right before the walk, and
yeah.
Just met some wonderful, wonderful people, I tell you, and then grabbed a couple of coffees and went for a walk with some really amazing people through downtown Edmonton.
Yes, absolutely. And it's such a community feel that we get, like you had mentioned, and it's a fun way to tackle a really serious issue that Edmonton faces and show that support and get out there. And even if it is just a small glimpse into how cold it can be being out there for an hour or half an hour, you know, we're showing up and showing our faces and raising that money. So.
And it's a big fundraiser, as you mentioned. So what's the goal this year?
Yeah, so our goal this year is to raise $200,000. And we're hoping to have over 600 people come out. So last year we did hit that 200,000 mark. And right now we're just at under 70,000. And we've got 40 teams registered. So we've got a ways to go. But I'm really confident this is going to be a big year for us.
So you can register as a team. You can register to walk if you'd like. Where would they do that?
Yeah, so you can find out more information on our website at BisselCentre.org. You can also check out our socials at Bissell Centre. We'll be posting lots of information. And if you're not able to make it out for the walk, you can still fundraise or walk where you are and just track your kilometers. Or you can donate to existing teams, including Bissell's official team, Walk with Bissell.
Very cool. And if you sign up, you get a free toque, which I was wearing last night when I went for my run. It's got a nice big pom-pom on the top. I can feel it bouncing around up there as I'm freezing through my run.
The toques are amazing this year. They're rainbow colored. We've got some fur palms on them, and you fundraise $150 to get one of those, or $75 if you're under 17.
And all the funds raised, what are we raising money for?
Yeah, so the money goes towards our community space and keeping that open and operating.
Well, Tori, thank you so much. Hopefully we'll see you on the coldest night of the year, all set to go February 24th in Edmonton. But again, if you'd like some details for your community, go to cnoy.org. Thank you so much, Tori. I really appreciate you coming on the show this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.